From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. Today in New York City, several hundred firefighters scuffled with New York police at the site of the World Trade Center collapse. The firefighters are angry at the city's decision to reduce the number of firemen searching for bodies in the wreckage. Today, a dozen firefighters were arrested for disorderly conduct. New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani says safety was behind the decision, but some firefighters vowed to continue the protests. From New York, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The Fire Department of New York lost 343 firefighters on September 11th, and many rank and file see the recent reduction of fire personnel searching at Ground Zero as an affront to the dignity of their fallen comrades.
Bring the brothers home! Bring the brothers home!
The firefighters chanted, held flags and signs criticizing Mayor Rudolph Giuliani and Fire Commissioner Thomas Van Essen for the staff reduction. They marched defiantly down West Street toward Ground Zero.
All Giuliani's worried about is his Yankees.
Some firemen said they fear that the 24-hour rescue and recovery effort was turning into a, quote, scoop-and-dump operation, with construction workers, not firemen, plowing through the debris. Jim McLaughlin is with Engine Company 328.
There's still over 375, 85 guys missing in there, and, you know, just maintain a respectable presence where when they do find somebody, you don't have to start pulling companies from around the city and sacrificing the safety of the civilians of the areas they're trying to protect to come and do a job down here.
When the crowd reached police lines leading into Ground Zero, a confrontation erupted. Here was an odd sight. New York police and firemen, groups lauded around the world as heroes, coming to blows, pushing and shoving each other. This NYPD officer was dumbfounded as the crowd approached.
I know that. I'm missing guys too, guys. We lost people in there too. What the f*** you going against the cops for?
We're not.
Many firefighters then tried to make peace, saying their gripes were not with the NYPD. But there were 12 arrests of firemen, including a captain and other fire officers. Five policemen were injured in the confrontation. At a press conference later, Mayor Giuliani defended the staff reduction. He said some firemen were too emotionally involved in the recovery effort to see the safety issues clearly. He said Ground Zero had become too crowded and chaotic.
But this is the way it was described to me by a very high-level construction professional. The operation that is going on there is out of control. And if you don't reorganize it and professionalize it, in the name of trying to find human remains, you're going to kill more people. And I'm not going to have that on my conscience, and neither are the people standing here. It isn't right.
The mayor added that 75 spotters from fire and police units would remain at the site to help recover any found remains, and that 100 more could be deployed quickly at any given time. But the mayor said the firemen will no longer be able, in his words, to take over the entire site. Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik called the firemen's behavior unacceptable. Kerik said, "We're not going to let them assault a New York police officer." The firefighters marched to Ground Zero, where they said a prayer. They then took their protest to City Hall. That's where Peter Gorman, president of the union, the Uniformed Fire Officers Association, told the crowd more protests were likely.
We didn't come here for a confrontation. We came here for a show of dignity and respect. We come back here again. You came here with 1,000 people in 12 hours. We'll give you 24 hours. We'll come back with 5,000. That's not a threat. That's a promise, brothers.
Gorman then urged the firemen to leave peacefully after a song.
God bless America, and we'll leave here in dignity and in honor.
Eric Westervelt, NPR News, New York.